My conscience will always be clear insofar as my... I disagree that my conduct was dishonourable and unbecoming of an MP, as I disagree with the finding of guilt by the courts and the COP. In my case, my conscience will always be clear insofar as my conviction on both charges is concerned. However, as I iterated in my public remarks after the judgment was given, I take full responsibility for not responding quickly enough to correct Khan's lie. The leader of the opposition appointment is not a constitutional or statutory one. I have never operated on the assumption that the leader of the opposition appointment is a given, nor have I hankered for it. I have done my best to work with my colleagues to advance the interests of Singaporeans, with the Workers' Party as a responsible opposition through the office. I reject Resolution 4, which flows from Resolution 2 and 3. On Resolution 5, I take the view that no action should be taken against my colleague Sylvia Lim and Faisal Manap, as I do not agree with the judgment and the findings of the COP. In the course of his speech, Leader of the House made a tangential point about the other duties of the office or other duties of the Leader of the Opposition, including following government on overseas trips and receiving classified briefings. Perhaps in good order, the Leader can share how many of such briefings were extended to me and how many trips I went with the government to various places for. To conclude, Mr. Speaker, my colleagues and I see a better future for Singapore and Singaporeans with a more balanced parliament and a democratic society based on justice and equality. The future we envisage for Singapore does not call for the destruction of the stable and sensible politics Singaporeans seek to uphold in Singapore.